Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak again in the dearmost beloved home of Srila Prabhupada, the Krishna Balaram Mandir, the world headquarters, along with Mayapur, of the entire International Society for Krishna Consciousness. All glories to all the devotees sincerely serving His divine grace all over the world and the universe. Abejas Gusuk Chibubana. So we're continuing to read from the sixth canto, chapter 18, Diti vows to kill Indra. We're reading verse 27 and 28, and actually verse 29 does not have a purport. I'll probably read that. This is a double verse, but only the first verse, 27, is on the board. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
By regularly attending classes in the Srimad Bhagavatam and by the rendering of service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed to nil, and loving service unto the transcendental Lord, who is praised with glorious songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, let us first offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Iti Bhavena Sa Bhartur Achachara Asakrit Priyam Shushrushaya Anuragena Prasrayena Dhamena Cha Iti Bhavena Sa Bhartur Achacha Rasa Krit Priyam Shushru Sayanu Ragena Prasrayena Dhamena Cha Iti Bhavena Sa Bhartur Achacharasa Krit Priyam Shushushayanu Ragena Parasrayena Dhamena Cha Iti Bhavena Sa Bhartur Achasa Chasa Krit Priyam Shushushayanu Ragena Rasvayena Dhamena Cha Iti. Thus Bhavena, with the intention, Sa, she, Bhartu, of the husband, Achachara, performed, Asakrit, constantly, Priyam, pleasing activities, Shushushaya, with service, Anuragena, with love, Prasrayena, with humility, Dhamena, with self-control, Cha, also. Text 28, Bhaktya Pamaya Rajan Manogner Valgu Basitai Mano Jagraya Bhavagna Samstita Panga Vikshanai. The full translation. Thinking in this way, with a desire to kill with a desire for his son to kill Indra, quote unquote, Diti began constantly acting to satisfy Kasyapa by her pleasing behavior. O king, Diti always carried out Kasyapa's orders very faithfully, as he desired. With service, love, humility, and control, with words spoken very sweetly to satisfy her husband, and with smiles and glances at him, Diti attracted his mind and brought it under her control. Let's say it together, thinking in this way, with a desire for a son to kill Indra, Diti began constantly acting to satisfy Kasyapa by her pleasing behavior. O king, Diti always carried out Kasyapa's orders very faithfully, as he desired, with service, love, humility, and control. With words spoken very sweetly to satisfy her husband, and with smiles and glances at him, Diti attracted his mind and brought it under her control. Purport. When a woman wants to endear herself to her husband and make him very faithful, she must try to please him in all respects. When the husband is pleased with his wife, the wife can receive all necessities, ornaments, and full satisfaction for her senses. Herein, this is indicated by the behavior of Diti. Text 29. Evam striya chadi bhuto vidvan api manognaya patham iti aha visvaso not tak chitram hi yoshiti. Although Kasyapa Muni was a learned scholar, he was captivated by Diti's artificial behavior, which brought him under her control. Therefore, he assured his wife that he would fulfill her desires. Such a promise by a husband is not at all astonishing. Om Agyana Timurandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mamamanda Matergati Matsarvasva Padambojo Radha Madana Mohano Dibyad Brindaranya Kalpajumada Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanasto Srimad Radha Srilagovinda Devo Pristalabhi Savyamano Smarami Srimad Rasa Rasarambi Bamsi Bhattatatastita Karshan Venu Svanar Gopir Gopinatha Sriye Stuna Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tirubhyascha Kripa Sendubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Yati Bhavena Sabhartur Achacharasa Kritpriyam Shushushayanu Ragena Parasrayena Damena Cha. Thinking in this way, with a desire for his son to kill Indra, Diti began constantly acting to satisfy Kasyapa by her pleasing behavior. O king, Diti always carried out Kasyapa's orders very faithfully as he desired, with service, love, humility, and control, with words spoken very sweetly to satisfy her husband, and with smiles and glances at him, Diti attracted his mind and brought it under her control. Who we actually are in terms of our eternal identity with Krishna and hence everyone else, especially relationship with other devotees, is the ultimate goal of life. Indeed, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Bhajan Rahasya, commentating on the Vidya Vadu Jivanam part of Shishastakam 1, the life and soul of all transcendental knowledge. Knowledge of one's eternal relationship with Krishna is the ultimate knowledge. And indeed, Srila Prabhupada in the Chaitanya Charitamrita has placed actual knowledge, its understanding, into three categories. We have just chanted the pranam mantras to each of the presiding deities of those three aspects of knowledge, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan Istadev Murtis, that is Radha Madan Mohan. Knowledge of one's relationship with Krishna, primarily based upon giving up the illusion of materialistic life. The very great transcendental sannyasi, Prabodhananda Saraswati, he has written in his Vrindavan Mahimamrita, their intelligence stolen by the illusory potency, Maya. The materialists speak just like madmen. Temporary material benefits, which inevitably carry unwanted sufferings in their wake, they make the goal of their lives. Prabhupada commenting on the teachings of Lord Rishabhdev in the fifth canto, Bara Dukava. And of course, the greatest material entanglement and material desire is sex desire. Prabhupada said from that, volumes of material miseries ensue. Indeed, Lord Krishna has told Uddhava in the Uddhava Gita in the 11th canto, of all types of suffering to be implicated in, the worst is to be implicated in searching after sex pleasure, which inevitably carry unwanted sufferings in their wake. They make the goal of their lives. Rejecting all spiritual instructions, they cannot distinguish real happiness from the mirage offered by Maya. They are bound by strong ropes of material affection, and they foolishly act against their own self-interest as if they were all madly committing suicide. O abode of Vrindavan, when will I flee from all these inauspicious people and take shelter of you? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his commentary on the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radhashama Sundar Lalita Vishaka Devi Ki Jai. Has given a definition of kuti nati, diplomacy. So how does all this relate to our verse under consideration? That this is a very graphic and tense, and I would even go as far as to say extreme example of someone having a plot, or we can say ominous design, to try to extract from someone else their desire, and a very sinister one at that. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta tells a story which was collected and put in a book called Upakhyane Upadesh, called Cutting Off One's Own Nose to Spoil Another's Pilgrimage Journey. It's kind of a funny story, and the original publication had a kind of funny drawing of it. There were two friends, Sushanta and Kritanta, but as life would have it, they became bitter enemies. Sushanta was always being picked on by Kritanta, who enjoyed bickering, quarreling, and fighting. So Sushanta decided that he would go on pilgrimage for a period of time, 6 months or a year, to get away from all of this. Now Kritanta, who had this, he enjoyed this kind of dealings, picking quarrels, fighting, he became seized with anxiety. So he decided by hook or by crook, Sushanta has to be compelled to stay and cancel his pilgrimage. So he found out, because Sushanta was a very orthodox Vedic follower, somehow he believed that if you see someone with their nose freshly amputated, it is very, very, very inauspicious to begin your pilgrimage journey. So the light bulb went off in his head, a brilliant stroke of genius, and that's exactly what he did. He cut off his nose and placed himself right in front of his friend's house when he was supposed to come out and start his journey. His friend came out, saw all the blood, saw the amputated nose, saw the knife, went back in the house, put down his suitcase, and canceled his pilgrimage journey. So the purport is that materialists are always plotting, and that word, ominous designs to impede the Vaishnavas on their journey back home, back to Godhead, which includes their service of preaching work, but at their own heavy costs. He who identifies the mischief monger is as guilty as the one who does the mischief himself. The discussion between Maharaj Parikshit and Dharma in the form of the bull in the first canto. Similarly, Suniti trying to console Dhruva, who had just been spurned and insulted by Saruchi, said, "My dear son, do not wish any ill on others, because by the laws of karma, by the laws of material nature, that somehow or another will come back on you." So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta further says, kuti nati means duplicity. And he gives a list of how that can manifest in a society of practicing devotees, especially a society like the one he founded, and now ISKCON, an organized movement where desires or weeds contrary to the real thing, love of Godhead, is actually the goal, individually and collectively. Even though one may become free from the desire for fruit of activity or gross material desires, sometimes the subtle desire for fruit of activity comes into being within the heart. And there's a whole list of things think that by conducting business, you can improve devotional activity. Fault finding unnecessarily. Pratishtha, desire for name and fame and for high position. Jiva Himsa, envy of other living entities. Hankering for popularity, desire for material gain. All of this is considered to be like the dust and straws in the heart, and they have to be wiped out. Prabhupada concludes this purport by saying, those who are engaged as acharyas must learn from Lord Chaitanya how to train devotees by personal example. The Lord was very pleased with those who could cleanse the temple by taking out undesirable things accumulated within. Thus, one can receive the Lord in one's soothed and pacified heart without disturbance. In the eighth chapter of the Adi Lila, where Kaviraj Goswami is describing how he received the orders of the Lord and the Vaishnavas to render the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is describing the qualities of Pandit Haridas, who was the chief servitor in the Govindaji temple. He was gentle, tolerant, peaceful, magnanimous, grave, sweet in his words, and very sober in his endeavors. He was respectful to everyone and worked for the benefit of all. Diplomacy, envy, and jealousy were unknown in his heart. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the chapter Divisions of Faith, austerity of speech is described in verse 15, chapter 17. It consists in speaking words that are truthful, pleasing, beneficial, and not agitating to others, and also in regularly reciting Vedic literatures. One should not unnecessarily agitate the minds of others. One should talk nonsense. And Prabhupada gives a very good qualification of what is beneficial and spiritual speaking, that whatever one says at any time, one should immediately be able to back it up with scriptural references. And at the same time, such talk should be very pleasurable to hear. Satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, and self-control and purification of one's existence are austerities of the mind. And here, Prabhupada gives the real key to success. To purify the mind, one should restrain it from thoughts of sense enjoyment. The best thing is that the mind should be so trained that it should be always thinking of the welfare of others. Dear Adhira Janapriyo Priyakaro Nirmatsaranam Pujito. The six Goswamis, the chief disciples, first disciples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who were given the mandate, the great responsibility to samstapako, establish Lord Chaitanya's movement on very solid, sound, authoritative, scriptural, and philosophical grounds. They scrutinized all the Vedic literatures with the aim to establish pure devotional service. Whatever they do, they are all pleasing to everyone, and they are fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya. Thus, they are engaged in missionary activities meant to deliver the entire material universe. Kujat Kokila, they are to be found in Vrindavan, where there are many valuable jewels. The six Goswamis are perfectly competent to bestow upon the living entities the ultimate boon of the goal of life. So, within the preaching movement, we have to be very, very careful. those of us who have seen the increase in Krishna consciousness over the years, it's actually just wonderful. It's the potency of Srila Prabhupada coming through the authorized Guru Parampara. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. Everyone is meant to engage in devotional service. It's the only meaning of life. And they're playing in the Samadhi, Prabhupada's arrival address in Los Angeles in 1975, I believe. Our movement is very simple. We don't have to manufacture anything. So the all perfect, concise package, gift of love of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada is giving through his instructions, through his books, how to live, what to do, how to behave, how to interact with each other. And if we follow, then what will happen is that so many other prospective candidates will come forward and join us. So we should be concentrated on that. As Srila Prabhupada, he wrote on his Markani Bhagavad Dharma that in a condition of complete dependence on Krishna and his spiritual master aboard the Jaladuta, that Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is that great saintly spiritual master who bestows intense devotional service at various places around the world. By his strong desire, the holy name of Krishna will spread to every town and village, from the seas to the mountains. Everyone will chant the name of Krishna. When everyone is immersed in the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, love of Godhead, then the Vaishnava's desire is fulfilled. And in the case of Pandit Haridas, respectful, grave, duplicity was unknown to him. The 50 qualities of Lord Krishna mentioned in Nectar of Devotion were automatically manifest in his body. These qualities are not visible in the conditioned soul, but when one becomes a purified devotee, they are all automatically manifest. And Prabhupada states the famous verse, Sarava Bhaktasya, from 5.18.12. If one, in one who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna, all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods are consistently manifested. However, one who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualifications because he is engaged by mental concoction in material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord. So any attempt to try to extract anything from the movement of the spiritual master and Lord Chaitanya for any personal agenda, that ultimately will be thwarted. The force of this movement is so strong that ultimately all material desires have to be given up. Ultimately, Prabhupada said, do not be surprised who leaves, be surprised who stays. And especially here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, the magnifying glass or the responsibility to be here only for pure devotional service is thousands of times more incumbent upon us. Later in the same chapter, Divisions of Faith, what does it say? Penance. Penance in the mode of passion. Sometimes penance and austerity are executed to attract people and receive honor, respect, and worship from others. make arrangements to receive all these things. Such arrangements, artificially made by the performance of penance in the mode of passion, are considered to be temporary. They can be continued for some time, but they are not permanent. Who will you be famous with? Your immediate contemporaries? Time moves everybody along. We see in the case of Srila Prabhupada, I remember someone commenting on the glorification of different residents of Vrindavan on Prabhupada's disappearance day in years past, and they said like this, that many swamis or mahants, head of various institutions we see in Vrindavan, and when they're here, it's very big and there's many people, but after they go some years, then there's not much activity and practically stops. But we see in the case of your Srila Prabhupada that he's been absent now so many years, but the amount of devotees and people interested is just increasing exponentially all the time. And Prabhupada said of himself, I'm not cheating you. Actually, Jayananda Prabhu, when asked, his devotion to Srila Prabhupada was extraordinary. And he made a simple statement. I wanted to give my whole life to him because I know he wouldn't cheat me. Another story from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is called Cheating a Blacksmith with Inferior Steel. So, a kind of greedy, kind of entrepreneur kind of person, you know, like wheeling and dealing. He went to blacksmith, but not just iron, he's like an artisan, he can like give shape to all types of metals. So he went to him with an inferior piece of, it looked like steel, but it was actually like a lower metal, maybe even iron, and he wanted him to fashion a very good chopper to cut coconuts. You know, if you ever get a dog, they have a coconut, they cut the thing with a sickle. So he spoke all these artful words, how this is very first-class steel, and I'm going to give it to you. No, he gave him a big piece of it. And the trick was that you make me a chopper, and then you keep the extra, what he called, first-class steel, and you can use that for other things and make your profit. And in that way, I won't pay you for your work. So the blacksmith knew it was right away what was going on. But just to have some fun, he said, okay, come back in 2 or 3 days. And so he came back and he handed him the chopper made out of the metal that was brought. But it was like just like garbage. And then, you know, this artful dodger kind of person just started chastising and criticizing the artisan blacksmith. How dare you, you know, this is ridiculous, you know, I came to you in all good faith and this and that, and this is what you give me, I'm going to call the police or the Better Business Bureau or whatever. And then, you know, the artisan wasn't at all fazed, and he said, cheating a blacksmith with inferior steel gives such a result, and just threw the thing in his corner and said, please get out of my shop. So the purport is that if we go to the spiritual master, whom we're meant to give our full surrender to, and we just give like a mixture or a half-hearted attempt, and then we expect, what? I'm not a pure devotee? Where is the result? You know, you've cheated me. I'm going away. That's the purport. Then from the other hand, this will be the last thing I believe, maybe one or two more things. The corresponding story from the other side showing the spiritual master's mercy is called Balam Rice and Cow Ghee. Is anybody familiar with this book, Upakyani Upadesh, Instructive Stories from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta? So there were two landlords, and they were friends. They had like a big kind of ponderosa or land spread. And so one landlord friend, he met his other friend, and he was revealing his mind. He was lamenting that, I have so much work to do, you know, different services throughout my establishment, but I can't keep anybody, you know, to do the actual work. Everybody just doesn't want to work hard. They'll just stay for a little bit, but if I push them to actually do the standard, then they leave. What should I do? I tell you from my own experiences, friends say, you feed them the highest quality basmati rice and the best kind of cow ghee, and you do that for 6 months. And don't ask them to do anything more than just the bare minimum. And then after 6 months, you can start asking them to do more and more, ultimately what is required. And you come back and tell me what happens. So he did that, the landlord, and some of the workers would leave, but lo and behold, after a short period of time, a week or two or a month, they'd all come back. And they would say things like, I've come back because I've developed a type of sentiment or affection for you, oh my landlord master, and I'm going to stay. So after, you know, a year or two, they met again, the two landlord friends. And so he asked, so what do you think? And he just shouted in great joy, all glory is to basmati rice and cow ghee. So the purport of the story is that this, nobody wants to stay steadfast within the actual family environment of Lord Krishna and his truly pure devotees. Motivated with a desire for name, fame, profit, adoration, and distinction, we express a so-called type of devotion, but you know, when the rigors of the responsibility to purify our heart and do the actual services that can ultimately only be rendered by one who is pure in mind and heart push us, we can't stay. So therefore, the merciful spiritual master provides various types of name, fame, and positions and honorary titles to keep such persons within the institution at all means. That was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's purport. Okay, we'll conclude by bringing forth the topmost devotees of the Lord, the gopis of Vrindavan, who began to perform their Katya Yani Brat yesterday. This is the month of Marga Shirsh. We know the story, and that they were worshipping Goddess Durga, and their prayer, of course, so their intention was the ultimate pure intention to have Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, as their husband. This was their prayer. O supreme eternal energy of the personality of Godhead, O supreme mystic power, O supreme controller of this material world, O goddess, please be kind to us and arrange for our marriage with the son of Nanda Maharaj Krishna. So why are devotees worshipping the demigods? It says here, they pray to the goddess to become wives of the Lord. The purport is that if Krishna is the center of activity, a devotee can adopt any means to achieve that goal. But of course, such means should be above duplicity, not like the capitalistic businessman by hook or by crook is going to step on everybody's head, do corporate takeover, and not that type of means. That was the super excellent characteristic of the gopis. And of course, Krishna put them in a seemingly compromised situation, seemingly embarrassing situation, but that situation actually facilitated their rendering the highest form of devotional service for the pleasure of the Lord. Nothing can compare to the Krishna consciousness of the gopis. They did not care for any demigod. They only wanted to satisfy Krishna. Lord Chaitanya in his Shashastakam, and this, the corresponding verses to the eighth verse, let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at his lotus feet. Let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. He is a debauchee, after all, and can do whatever he likes. But still, he is no one other than the worshipful Lord of my heart. Whatever Krishna does, being a thief in the material world, that's very bad duplicity. But when Krishna is a thief, Makan Chor, this glorious month of Kartik, we are glorifying Krishna stealing the butter from Mother Yashoda and distributing to the monkeys and his friends. Everyone's ecstasy increases. Anandavardhana, Premaniketana, Phulasada, Jojakakama. I am a maidservant at the lotus feet of Krishna. He's the embodiment of transcendental happiness and mellows. If he likes, he can tightly embrace me and make me feel oneness with him. Or, by not giving me his audience, he may corrode my mind and body. Nonetheless, it is he who is the Lord of my life. Just hear the decision of my mind. Krishna is the Lord of my life in all conditions, whether he shows me affection or kills me by giving me unhappiness. And this explanation, of course, it's not unhappiness. Srila Prabhupada's passport photo, it's on display in Prabhupada's house. Some of the early devotees looking at that photo, Prabhupada was leaving to come back to India. You see the memoir of his grace Damodar Prabhu, one of the first disciples at 26 Second Avenue. There was no pictures. No one had the presence of mind to take pictures of Srila Prabhupada, that many of them back then. Ultimately, he made a state-of-the-art black and white 8mm film called Swamiji, which was made on Srila Prabhupada's last day in New York before departing back to India. It was very simple, Prabhupada taking prasadam, chanting his japa, and Damodar Prabhu gives his memoir, you can hear on Yadubar and Vishakha Devi's following Srila Prabhupada DVD series, that was our deity. We would just sit and look at this film over and over again. That was our Guru Puja. So Prabhupada, the devotees were saying, Prabhupada, you look so sad in that picture. And what had Prabhupada gone through to come to that point of getting that passport photo taken? So much austerity, so much struggle, so much non-cooperation. There's one chapter in the Prabhupada Lilamrita called Struggling Alone, Crying Alone, New Delhi, 1950s, Crying Alone in the Wilderness. And what did Prabhupada say? No, that was a moment of ecstasy. There's a verse that says, if one sees apparent unhappiness in a devotee, pure devotee, it's not unhappiness, it's actually transcendental ecstasy. I do not mind my personal distress. I only wish for the happiness of Krishna, for his happiness is the goal of my life. However, if he feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is the best of my happiness. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, a devotee cannot understand, he has no way of sensing what is happiness except by seeing that Krishna is happy in every respect. If Krishna becomes happy by giving him distress, such a devotee accepts that unhappiness as the greatest of all happiness. Those who are materialistic, however, who are very proud of material wealth and have no spiritual knowledge, like the Prakriti Sahajiyas, regard their own happiness as the aim of life. So again, austerity of the mind should be so trained that one cannot do anything but act and think for the welfare of others. Also in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada said, that this entire International Society for Krishna Consciousness has been formed to execute the desire of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which is to flood the world of love of Godhead. That is the way. Huh? What is it? What is this kutinati, this diplomacy? Ultimately, it means to stop the preaching work, individually and collectively. Some of them, the sahajiyas, aspire to enjoy themselves by sharing the happiness of Krishna. Huh? Basmati rice and cow ghee? No. This is the mentality of fruitive workers who want to enjoy sense gratification by making a show of service to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Maharaj, could you strain your vocal cords and give a comment? No? Thank you. Chandananda Maharaj came and visited us in New York to help us observe the 50th anniversary on the 9th of October of the very first kirtan in Tompkins Square Park. Unfortunately, it was a cold, rainy, windswept day, but he came nevertheless. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Jai Jagannath Prabhu, here is a microphone.
So I'm observing a dilemma.
A dilemma?
A dilemma.
Okay.
It seems like a serious one. On the one hand, our bhakti cannot be pure if it's sullied by duplicity. This was the class. On the other hand, we live in a situation in this most beautiful ISKCON movement that is ripe with opportunity for cultivating a duplicitous heart. Based on the basmati and cow ghee rice story that you've mentioned, the acharya to convince us to stay in his institution may provide all these opportunities so that we can purify ourselves and chant Hare Krishna, etc. But on the other hand, our hearts become motivated by opportunities for lava puja and pratishta, which is easily available in such a wonderful movement as this one. So how does one prevent himself from succumbing to that temptation of a duplicitous heart when you're living in such a situation that's actually right for vitiating your motivation towards Krishna?
You have to live in association of devotees who are not doing like that. This movement is for pure devotees, as we were saying. Yadubar Prabhu, he's giving his memoir. He joined the devotees beginning in Surat, India, 1970, October, the first wave of Prabhupada's love of Godhead through the subcontinent. And he stayed with them. It was like on a photo assignment for Asia Magazine, which is a non-devotee magazine. And he just kind of got caught up in the thing. And maybe after a couple of months, Prabhupada turned to him, "So, Mr. John, are you going to become a devotee?" Or are you, and or a question like that said, "No, Srila Prabhupada, I don't think so." And Prabhupada said to him, "Then you cannot stay." But it wasn't like a kick out, get out. But Prabhupada was very expert. And Brahmatirtha Prabhu, he gave class here recently, and also it's his memoir is there on the video series, that Prabhupada timed it just right, you know, to capture him in the case of Brahmatirtha. So Prabhupada had understood the position of Yadubar Prabhu at that time, and that was like a test. Whatever the authorized pure devotee spiritual master does, it's meant to raise the bar and increase our devotional service, which automatically contains the formula, you know, all the ingredients, what to do. There's an amazing statement by Kaviraj Goswami in the chapter Rescuing the Lord from the Sea. This is chapter 18, Antilila, verse 16 and 17. Krishna himself cannot fully understand the conditions, the mode of progress, the happiness and unhappiness, and the moods of ecstatic love of his devotee. He therefore accepts the role of a devotee to taste those emotions fully. So each devotee is individual. So we come as community and stand before their lordships, or Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja. Now it's a little less. In Karthik, we're very packed up. But we're all with them alone. Krishna's dancing with millions of gopis simultaneously, yet each one thinks Krishna is with me. That is Krishna's mystic art. So there's all nourishment in this glorious movement for everyone individually and collectively, but ultimately the Prabhupada, in the Adi Lila chapter 7, the distribution of love of Godhead. My spiritual master wanted to preach. We believed in his words, and we started in a humble way, in a helpless way, but this movement has become successful due to the force. This is a very powerful river. You can't dam it, you can't impede it. So, what is it? One will bathe in the Ganges, even though it has bubbles, foam, and mud. Push it away. And we're not, if we're not in a good situation, then go to another one. Or Krishna will make arrangement. Like we're saying, you know, the motive, you know, the penance and the mode of passion, what to speak in the mode of ignorance, the results of such things cannot stand. And we don't have to be the one to try to cry for justice or point things out. Devotional service in its immediacy and long-term application by us is by far superior to such things. Much higher than justice is divine grace. Much higher. And ultimately, Krishna and Balaram, they're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or one devotee ultimately says, Krishna always gets his man, isn't it? Is that okay? Then you can give a seminar on that. All right, so we went over time. Thank you very much. May everyone have a very successful stay in Vrindavan, no matter how long it is. And if you live here, all glories to you. And take the ecstasy of love of Godhead that will be awarded to you here from the Krishna Balaram Mandir and distribute it all over the world. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.